Hello, welcome back to another episode of An Evening in the Odds. My name is Kay, and today I'm joined by special guest C, who is also my little sister. Welcome, C.
Hi.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Good. All right, so let's get into it. Today we are talking about the 2001 movie The Princess Diaries, starring Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews. And this will probably be a two-parter because, like C said before, we started recording, the movie is 2 hours long, so we'll try to get through as much as we can. Also, I'm on a fixed Zoom budget of I don't have an account that I pay for, so my Zoom runs out after 40 minutes, so I cannot. And it's also 10:30 at night. Thank you, C, for staying up late for this.
Oh, I stay up in like till 1 in the morning. It's
fine. Actually, same, and I have to get up at 6:30 for work. Wait, what do you do on your phone? Do you go on Instagram or Pinterest, or what do you do?
I do both, and just listen to music and go on Pinterest for 100 million years.
Right.
I love Pinterest.
I'm on TikTok forever, so that's my my burden.
I just scroll for hours.
Same. Well, okay, so let's give a little bit of a there is a summary of the movie. Oh my gosh, there's so many plots. Okay. Mia Thermopolis has just found out that she is the heir apparent to the throne of Genovia. With her friends Lily and Michael Moskowitz in tow, she tries to navigate through the rest of her 16th year. So she's 15 right now. Does she look 15 to you?
No, she looks like way older, maybe like 19 at least. I don't know.
Yeah. No, she does look at least 19. I don't know about you, because you and I were like almost a decade apart, but like for my, like people my age and like whatever, this movie was like, people are obsessed with it and continue to be obsessed with it. Like, even though it came out in 2001, like all through the 2000s. So was it the same for like you and like our cousin who's your age and stuff?
No, I don't know if she's even seen it. I don't know. I feel like no one cares about the way I do.
Gosh, it's so good though.
Yeah.
Another, it's like I'm looking at like some fun facts, but like I know that Whitney Houston was like a producer of this, and she also produced the Cheetah Girls, the first one, and that one was fun. I maybe watched that one too.
I would too.
Yeah,
I love Whitney.
Same. Did you like Cheetah Girls when we watched it? Do you remember that?
Yes, vaguely. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's because the dog falls through the grate and they have to sing to get it out. Okay. Wait, so did you see Cheetah Girls 2?
Yes.
Okay. Cheetah Girls 2 is actually the amazing.
Rome one?
No, they're in Spain. They're in Barcelona.
Spain. What?
That's magical. maybe we should because you're visiting soon, maybe we should recap the Cheetah Girls movies.
Yes.
So good. Okay, so let's just get into it. So, if I remember correctly, they live in San Francisco, and Mia lives with her mom, and it's her mom and her dad are divorced, and it sounds like she doesn't really know her dad that much. Like,
yeah.
Okay, and so then she gets news that, like, or well, no, not yet, but so anyway, she lives in, like, this loft thing, and her mom is an artist. Her mom is, like, the typical, like, artsy 2000s mom with, like, chopsticks in her hair, and, like...
She's always single.
Yes. No one can tie
always
her down.
Always free spirit.
And
also, don't forget Fat Louie, their cat.
Fat Louie's adorable. I love him. And yeah, so like their house, I always thought that their house was really cool, but I also wonder how much they were paying for it because San Francisco is very expensive and living on an artist single mom's budget, just saying. But if you think about it, her dad was a prince. Maybe he's paying child support and that's how they were able to afford it. I don't know.
He better have been.
He better have been with Genovia money. I know. Okay, so Mia's nervous because, and she's just a nervous, awkward, shy person. Like she has curly hair that's, I guess, frizzy, so that makes her a nerd. And she also wears glasses, which I guess makes her a nerd, even though I'm wearing them now. But anyway, just, typical stuff. But she's like has social anxiety and she has to, I think she has a public speaking class and she has to make a speech and she's just like really nervous. And so her mom is giving her a pep talk. And then she uses like a scooter to go to school. It's like a razor scooter.
Electric, or like, yeah, electric.
Oh, is it electric? I don't
One of
know.
my friends.
Well, I'm just saying, with all those hills in San
Bless her soul.
Francisco, that'd be hard.
I don't.
Okay, so anything you want to add before we go to the high school?
Just the general dialogue is so cheesy, especially with like Mandy Moore's character. She's such a show, and I want after he does his little portion of the public speaking, the one friend goes, "He's a man."
Well, yeah, so like she has a crush on what's his name again?
It's like Josh, isn't
Is it Josh? Yes, such a Josh. Like, no offense to the Joshes out there.
Yeah.
And he's like the cool guy. He has like shaggy blonde hair. He's cool and tan, and he's he plays baseball or something. I don't know. He's dating Mandy Moore's character, who is blonde in this as well, and she is mean. Okay, so they go into the public speaking class, and she's not doing well. She threw up, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. So another thing, her mom works at like this what is it called? Like, oh my gosh, there's a name for it. Like a quarry, not quarry, but like a rock climbing place. And so Mia's with her mom, and they're just talking about how she like threw up and ran away and stuff because of public speaking. And like Mia's so clumsy, she like lets a guy fall down on the ropes or whatever from the mountain. And then her mom is like, "Your grandmother called," and then she's like, "What?" And she's like, "The one that lives in Genovia, Clarice, who is Juliet." And she's like, they say this is the first time she's connect or contacted us. What does she want? So how, why is this the first time she's ever contacted her? Why?
Oh, what a terrible, terrible relationship to
Yeah, like it's
have.
kind of weird.
Very convenient.
Yeah. And so her mom is like, your grandma wants to have tea with you. And she's like, oh, and Mia was like, isn't this the grandmother who made you two get a divorce? And then the mom's like, she didn't approve of me. But Philippe and I made the decision to divorce on our own. So I guess her dad's name is Philippe.
Philippe.
Yes. Oh, actually, so at this point, is her dad passed away and she knows it, or is it news?
Wasn't it said that she knows because Lily goes, I know that happened.
Yes.
Horrible thing to say to someone in which I hate that her friend. Lily is a horrible friend. We're just gonna say that here. So,
No, it's true.
so
Lily is.
jealous and so hateful.
Yes, Lily is very jealous and hateful. Yeah, so we'll get to Lily, but yes, she does say something of, around that of like hasn't your dad been gone for like 10 months? Like, why are you still sad? And it's like, well,
Well,
no.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So, okay, so Mia goes to meet with her grandmother. Her grandmother's staying in like this fancy mansion thing that's maybe for diplomats. I don't know. Her name is Clarice Rinaldi. And then, so then, okay, then Clarice comes in and she's like, Amelia, so great to see you. And she's like, you look so young and clean. Cause like Mia's not a looker, I guess. And so Clarice
I
is
was just
trying to
so
be nice.
sad.
Yeah. Okay, so they sit down in the like garden, and this is a pretty like I think this was in the trailer for the movie, but it's like Mia's like, my mom said that you wanted to talk to me about some things, like shoot. And then she's like, then Clarice is like, I wanted to give you the Genovian crest. It was mine when I was young, and that was my great grandmother's. What would you do if you were given a Genovian crest? Would you wear it proudly to school every day or keep it in a safe? What would you do?
I don't trust myself. I'm gonna put it away.
I'd probably put it away for
I
safety.
don't
You wouldn't wear it proudly out and around San Francisco.
No, I'd get like robbed or something.
That's true. Okay, so then Mia's like, thank you. Like she like takes it and she's like, what did you want to tell me? And then Clarice is like, something I think will have a big impact upon your life. And Mia's like, I already have braces. And then Clarice is like, it's bigger than orthodontia. And
What don't you?
yeah. So then she says that okay, she's like, Edward Christophe Philippe Gerard Grimaldi was your father. And then Mia's like, yeah. And then she's like, she gets, oh, and then Clarice basically just says that her father was a prince of Genovia. And then she like doesn't believe it. And then she's like, wait, if I'm he was a prince, then I'm a princess. And so her name is her full name is Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia. Do you want to do her famous line?
Shut up.
Yeah, she says, me a princess? Shut up. And of course, it's like Julie Andrews isn't saying shut up and such. But and so one
She's
of
too
her,
classy.
yes, one of her assistants is like, in America, it's like, wow or gee whiz, not shut up or be quiet. So,
Whiz.
gee whiz, like who says gee whiz? Yeah, and so then she's like, since your father died, you're the natural heir to the throne. That's our law. And then she's like, Clarice is like, I'm royal by marriage. You're royal by blood. You can rule. And Mia's like, no, you have the wrong girl. And so, see, if you were told, look, you a princess of Genovia, and you're 15, or you're 16. It's like, what would you do? What would you say?
I don't know. I would just leave. I don't know. I could not handle it.
You don't think you would handle it? Would you be excited at all?
Maybe just from the aspect of like I'm a bitch now.
Oh no, I feel like I would
Total
be.
scary.
I don't know. Actually, okay, just looking at like the British royal family and what they have to do, maybe it'd be more fun in Genovia or like how they, I don't know, but all the duties they have to do don't seem that exciting.
Not really.
No, and like I know you get like fancy clothes and like jewels and such, but like you really are monitored like 24/7 and the press are always hounding you. So maybe I wouldn't really want this.
I would not.
Yeah. And then like Mia's like, my expectation in life is to be invisible and I'm good at it. And then like Clarice is like, in my wildest dreams, I never expected this to happen, but you are the legal heir and the only heir to the Genovian throne. And we will accept the challenge of helping you become the princess you are. So she's like, I'm gonna help you like become a princess and like learn how to like act like one and all these things, like walk and talk like one. And then she's like, I think you'll find the palace a pleasant place to live. And Mia's shocked that she'll have to live in Genovia. So, would you want to live in Genovia or San Francisco?
I would get over San Francisco for being honest.
Yeah.
Just
So I feel like this is a pretty understandable reaction. And then she's like, I don't want to be a princess. And she runs away. And I think she runs on the grass. And then doesn't the robot say like, step off the grass in like 50 languages? Like that was like
yes.
a joke.
Just
Okay.
kind of silly.
So like, and then Clarice is like, she just needs time. Okay. This next part, Okay, so she meets Joe, and then he's like her chauffeur and whatever. And then she like is mad at her mom because she's like, "Why didn't you tell me that my father is a royal?" And the mom's like, "I thought I was doing the right thing." And then she's like, "The right thing for who, mom?" And she's like, "All of us." And she's like, "If we secretly divorced, he would be able to find a woman who'd stay by his side and produce heirs, and I'd be free to live my life with you." That's kind of like messed up. Like, that's
Yeah.
weird. She's like, "If we secretly divorce, he'd be able to find someone else who could produce an heir, and then we can just go off and like pretend we're not a part of it." Like, that's bad.
Know. Like, imagine you're like his first child, and you're like, you see him, and he's like another kid, and royal, and you're just left and center.
Exactly. And then the mom is like, "Please, we met in college. I was young. I wanted to paint." And it's like, what are you doing with your life now? You could have been a royal. You could have been a princess. Like, even if you hated him, like, I don't think he was that bad. Like, just stick it out. Like, to be a princess.
I know, now here you are stuck in the
It's true.
princess.
Okay. So, let's see. Okay, so the mom just says that, like, she's like, "Your father and your grandmother both agreed to keep their distance so you'd have a chance at a normal childhood. And we were going to tell you when you were 18, but then when your father died, things changed and we wanted to protect you." And she's still just mad. Okay, so then she goes to sleep. And then I think, is that it? Then she goes to school the next day.
I think
Or,
so.
oh, this is what, okay, doesn't Clarice come to Mia's house to talk to the mom?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I think Clarice is kind of grossed out by their house.
And Fat Louis, which is because he's just sitting there and
Yeah.
he's like, upset, but he's being wrong.
Yes.
Fat Louis.
And so basically, like, not much is said here. It's just that Clarice is like, "Look, like the fate of Genovia is like in Mia's hands. Like she has to do this." And so, like, that's kind of the dilemma here. And she like is in her room in like a tower or something. She calls it the tower.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me see. So I think at this point, like, Mia just accepts her fate and that she like has to do this and like she has to do all that. Joe like picks her up in the limousine for school, which I don't know why they couldn't just use a normal car that has like blacked out windows. But
Know.
like, okay, I have a question. Do young people for like dances or anything use limos anymore? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I feel like people still do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, I've seen it happen.
Interesting. I just actually know I've seen some around me. But it's like I don't know where they're going or who's like what is it for? Like,
Or there's also like something called like a party bus where people go to like their version of a dance or whatever, and I guess notoriously Instagram.
yeah. No, I remember when I did prom, the cool kids got a party bus. They're not that cool anymore, but you know, at the time I thought they were cool, but they weren't. but they got a
Yeah.
party bus and I don't know. It like it just seemed, you know, whatever.
It gets a little crazy on it, apparently.
I know. I know what you mean.
Like, people,
I get it. Okay. So, and then there's like tiny Genovian flags and like the front of the limo and like Mia's like, "Can we like take those down, please?" And Joe's like, "No." Like he's like, "They allow me to park anywhere, so no."
greedy.
What are your thoughts on Joe? Do you like him?
I think he's okay. He's like the father figure for Mia that she does not have because he's
I think he's a very sensible, kind man. And spoiler, he is Clarice's like love interest, kind of. They've had like a light flirtation over the past like 15 years or something. And they've never acted on it. And but whatever. Okay, and then speaking of Lily, who is awful, and Mia's best
I
friend.
hate her.
I do too. So they go to pick her up for some reason, because don't they ride their scooters to school together? So
Yes.
So now they don't have the, or she has a limo now. So she's like, oh, my grandma just did this for fun for me. Because she doesn't want to tell Lily yet that she's a princess. And
Because Lily is a wench and will tell everybody that she
yeah,
is a
so
wench.
yeah, either one, yeah, she's going to tell everyone, or two, like she'll be judgmental and mean. So I think Mia is just
She
worried about
always
what,
is.
yeah. And then, yeah, so Lily's like, cool, like let's get in. And so they like, whatever. And then Mia's like, can you park a block away from school? I don't want to cause a riot with this hearse. And just, funny, whatever. And he's like, no. And so he like drops her off like right in front of the school. The cheerleaders are being, doing their thing, which is also
Yeah.
like something, a misconception about high school. So in high school movies, you see cheerleaders always practicing like in between class periods, like in the courtyard. That's not a thing.
Yes.
Cheerleaders have like they go to the gym for practice after school. They do not do things like in the middle of the quad every single day. Like
They're not always in their uniform or something.
exactly.
I don't know. Only on like football days, which then it's like,
Yeah, and like
okay.
that's not
Tell you
even
think you're so cool, but
yeah, doesn't make any sense. Okay, so see little this reminder. Okay, so she's in class and then okay. Oh, this is the part where Lily's walking home with Mia and Lily's like, my dad wants to take me to dinner tonight, and she's like complaining. And then Mia's like, well, at least your dad's still alive. And then this is when Lily's like, I thought you were getting over that. It's been 2 months.
which is so awful to say to someone.
I know, it's so mean.
If he didn't, she didn't know him. Oh, you can't help it, okay? You can't help
I know exactly. Like she's so
it.
mean. Like what a beat. But
So insensitive.
yeah, she's like he'll only give you like a card and gifts on your birthday, and then like it was just mean. And then she's like, well, he paid for my school tuition, and she was like, oh, I guess so. It's like be nice, Lily. Like you eventually.
You are awful.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Unhateful.
So what do you think about it's Lily's brother, right, who plays the piano with M&Ms on it? You know what I'm talking about? Or the guy,
Yes.
the musician. Do you like him? Like, is he handsome?
He's not handsome. His hair looks like I know you do not play Roblox or know. His hair was like, hold on, on the character, it looks like this, and his hair looks like that.
It is true. Okay.
I have that hair in Roblox.
Okay, send it to me and then I'll put it on the story as a reference, like for context clues of like so see for everyone, see pulled up a picture of a Roblox character that apparently has the same haircut as the what's his name in this? I don't know, it's the guy with the
It's
M&Ms.
Michael.
Michael. So he's like he plays the piano, he has a band, and then he's in like he's a mechanic guy or something. And he has a crunch on Mia. He does.
Yes.
But Mia's kind of like she's in love with Josh, of course. But anyway, and then he like invites her to do something and she's like, oh, I'll probs be busy, but bye. And then whatever. Okay, and so then now she goes back for like princess classes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, let's see. Oh, so they like fix her posture. She like, yeah, fixes how she sits. And like she's like, you need to wear stockings, not tights, not socks. And she's wearing like Doc Martens or something. She's like, I never want to see these again. And she says like she slumps her shoulders when she walks, and it's like, that's me. Like you walk like with
My posture when I walk is horrid. It's like a U or something.
that's how mine is. Yeah, so she's doing these little princess classes. I think they do that thing of like, did you play like when you were little, like play this where you'd like put books on top of your head and try to walk without them falling?
Yes,
Do they do
I
this or
would, and I was really bad.
same? It's like, But maybe if you can do that, does that mean like your cranium has like, or you have a flat part on top of your head? I don't know. Like, I don't know how it can stay on top
Like,
of your head.
I feel like it's not possible.
Same.
Like,
Okay, is this the part where Clarice and Joe do like a cha-cha-cha and it's like a dance together, or is that a different part?
I think it
Like, I don't know. Sorry, guys, we might be like mixing parts up, but it's okay. But so yeah, they do like a like not, it's not like an intense dance, but they like ballroom dance with each other. But it's like one where like they have to hold hands a lot and stuff, and like so there's definitely romance blooming and you know whatevs.
Isn't it after when Lily is being judgmental and
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so like what happens exactly?
so like they're by the well, for some reason Michael's there and he's like portal too and she's like why like that looks so are you trying to be like Lana because it's apparently Mandy Moore's character's name and then she's just being really rude and then yeah, I get like really upset with her, and then I feel like it's sort of. I don't know.
Oh wait, yes, this is after the makeover then, right? My bad.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the makeover. So everyone was obsessed with like, so of course she had like curly frizzy hair, and then she gets like a blowout, like a Brazilian blowout, like it's like straightened hair, she has makeup on now, contacts, no more glasses. And she looks amazing, but she's very like self-conscious now because she's just like, how do I act? Like I'm beautiful now. What do I do? And it's that thing of people do this all the time on TikTok, the sound of like, what do they say? Like, we give you a princess. Like they have two pictures of the person of like her from like before, and then they like open or like they put them apart, and then she's all in the middle. Do you remember that part?
Yes. Yes, we give you a princess, and she's like.
Oh yeah, we give you a princess. And like you said, Lily is being a judgmental rat, and we just don't like her. Yeah, so she's
Yes,
like,
and she's always being so hateful.
she's being very hateful all the time. Okay, and then does
Hate
she
her.
tell, when does she tell her that she's a princess?
Like immediately after, because she has a meltdown, because she Lily's like, because you won't tell me anything and you look different. It's like, no, it's awful. Like manipulating, pretty much.
Also, their secret handshake is disgusting and they spit on each other's hands or something.
I know.
Oh, okay. So then,
So foul.
yes, it is disgusting. Okay. So then they go into class. Mia's wearing a bucket hat, which isn't like offensive or anything, but there's like a no hats rule. And so they like, Mandy Moore is like, Mia has her hat on, that's against the rules, and so she has to take out her hat, and everyone sees her like freshly like showered hair that's like been straightened, and everyone's like shocked, like they think it's the craziest thing in the world. And I was thinking, like, when I was younger, and even now, if I ever did like a different like hairstyle for school or something, I was like, everyone's gonna be looking at me, and no one cared. But then this movie just made me like self-conscious, like that was gonna happen. Like if I decided to curl or straighten my hair or do something out of the norm, like that was crazy. And like,
Yeah, no one even cares.
it's true. Do you do lots of different hairstyles? Do you like
No,
mix?
I, like whenever school, I always put my hair up or just say something awful. It's not remarkable. It's not remarkable.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any fun looks or anything. I just have the same like two hairstyles, but anyway, so they're just kind of like making her feel self-conscious. But I think Josh is like, oh, when he sees her.
Because he's a wench.
He is a wench. I'm just
We
looking.
do have 3 minutes remaining, so.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can stop. And is there anything you want? So we'll just say we'll have part two coming up soon and it will be amazing. So tell me what's new with you last 2 minutes. What do you think about the Titanic thing?
I feel that it was kind of. doing from the start, because the fact is being controlled, like, Fox controller, and then, like, apparently they're making sticky, and someone who was working on it got fired because he was like, and I don't think this is safe, and the CEO that was like, I think we're not there, so, you know. Yeah.
I will say, have you seen the memes?
Yes, and I feel so bad because some of them are kind of funny, but like, all dead, I feel so sad.
No, it's so sad, but at the same time, like, they're really funny. Like, some of them are really funny, but it's also like,
no, some of them are. I feel so awful.
I know, you feel terrible, and like, also, so they knew on Monday, or like, at least the Navy knew on Monday that it had imploded, but like, they were still putting on a show of like, oh, we're still looking for them. But I guess like they knew on Monday, but because it was like a classified way of like finding out that, they like couldn't tell anyone until, or something like that, like immediately. So it's just crazy. It's like they knew since Monday that they were dead, but everyone was like praying for them, their safe recovery. It's like, no, they're gone. Like,
I mean, there was no way they were going to survive that long, because once you get to certain death, you just, so that's what just happened.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very sad situation. I saw a thing where My Heart Will Go On, like, got back into the charts or something. Like, people were streaming it because of this. Like, it's so weird.
Also, Ariana Grande, Breathing, got back into streaming.
Wait, really? Why?
Breathing, because of the oxygen thing that was around.
Wait, really?
And people get going, breathe. Yes, it's so awful.
I didn't know that. That's crazy. That is awful.
I know, it's so bad.
Okay.
And then apparently a game about, like, a horror game about you sitting in a submarine, like, got more like sales or something, and the creator feels bad because the sales went up because of the whole incident.
Oh no.
So
that's sad.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, yeah, very sad situation. I think our Zoom is about to end. So thank you for being a guest.
Breathing.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Our Zoom ran out of time. But thank you so much for listening. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Evening in the Odds Podcast and on TikTok at Evening in the Odds Pod. See you next week.